This article is called I Can Fully Participate, Deaf Congregation and Ministry Provide Crucial Outreach. It's written for us by Stephanie Grimoldby, who is a freelance writer living in Antioch, Illinois. Growing up as a deaf child in the Philippines, Mary Grace Asuncion felt unsupported. Her family didn't know sign language, nor did they care to learn. I wasn't able to talk to anybody, the 44-year-old recalled. My mind was dead. It was extremely frustrating. When she moved to the U.S. in 2013, life continued to challenge her. She married into domestic violence and finally called 911 to separate herself from a toxic, dangerous partner. Then she found Christ the King Deaf Church, a two-point congregation in Westchester and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The community is home to Beth and Bill Lockhart. Beth, pastor of Christ the King and the first deaf female pastor in the ELCA, did what she's done for years. She helped the woman find the physical and spiritual resources she needed. Asuncion started taking classes at Christ the King to improve her English and her American Sign Language, and that bloomed into driver's education classes, citizenship classes, and more. As her social skills grew, so did her confidence. On May 14th, she became a U.S. citizen. Today, she lives in her own apartment and works at a county hospital doing specialized cleaning of the surgery rooms. She's also one of congregation's most engaged volunteers, Beth said. Now I'm happy, Asuncion said. Before, when I was alone, nothing made sense. So now the Bible, the church, working with people, history, communities, it all makes sense. I have a community, and the sermons make sense, and that's what's most important. Unfortunately, many deaf people in the U.S. face obstacles similar to Asuncion. Bill said the majority of families who have a deaf child don't know how to sign, he noted. And around 90% of the deaf community in the U.S. are not church, Beth said, adding, that's not how it should be. Generally speaking, as a deaf community, we can compare ourselves to an ethnic minority with our own language and culture rather than a disability community. The Lockharts have seen that there aren't enough advocates for deaf people, especially for immigrants and inmates. They've advocated for the deaf community for decades, and for years they have led the Deaf Community Action Network, working with about 250 deaf and hard-of-hearing constituents each year, including refugees and immigrants such as Asuncion. A Ministry of Christ the King, DEFCAN, serves a large Bhutanese deaf community in its region. Bill, program director for DEFCAN, said, every day is a challenge, especially when it comes to funding, and even finding interpreters isn't easy. There are 130 sign languages, so even if an ASL interpreter is available, they can't translate for someone who uses Nepalese sign language. The professional people we usually meet are often not able to translate their expertise and services to this community, and communication falls on us, he said. These are the sort of considerations that show the ministry's uniqueness. The work that Beth and Bill do and services that DEFCAN provide, they're making sure that people are not going to fall through the cracks in the system, said Christine Shelley, a hearing member of Christ the King and an ASL interpreter who volunteers with the Lockharts. Beth doesn't need those words, treat others how you want to be treated. She lives them every day through the grace of God. When Beth isn't teaching citizenship class or helping her husband with other DEFCAN endeavors, she's pastoring Christ the King. She's adapted the liturgy for the congregation, which includes both deaf and hearing members. Every worship service is conducted in ASL, while Bill or another interpreter voices the service for hearing members who don't know sign language. We have roughly translated the Lutheran Book of Worship liturgy, but the pace is slower than a hearing worship service, and we have maybe one song or none at all. A different member signs the Lord's Prayer each week, and they tend to read one lesson, usually the Gospel, which is the basis of Beth's sermon. My sermons tend to be dialogue sermons where I may ask the people a question and get their comments and answers, she said. This assures me that the people are following the flow, or if more expansion is helpful. Many of our people come to from unchurched backgrounds or grew up in a congregation without a sign language interpreter or signing pastor. Much of our religious terminology is unknown or unfamiliar. Christ the Good Shepherd, the Alpha and the Omega, grace, the parables, Psalms, apostles. That understanding is spot on, Asuncion said, adding, I knew nothing about God or the church or the Bible growing up. I didn't understand what the big words meant in the Bible, so getting it all translated with a deaf pastor, it's really been enjoyable. I'm finally in a place where I can finally and fully participate. What the deaf community really needs, Beth said, is more leaders. She dreams of starting a deaf lay leadership academy, led by and designed for deaf people, so they can become evangelists within their community. With 90% of the deaf community unchurched, our field is ripe, but the harvesters are few, she said.